First, though, to Britain and the debate there over intelligence agencies, policymakers, weapons of mass destruction, and rationales for war. Prime Minister Tony Blair is taking a lot of heat for, as his critics charge, misleading the country with exaggerated reports of Iraq's arsenal of proscribed weapons. Hugo Young is a columnist for The Guardian newspaper and joins us by phone. Hugo, how widespread is the criticism of Blair and his Foreign Secretary Jack Straw, and who are the critics?
The criticism has begun to accelerate. The people now feel more than just a sense of sniping criticism, but a real, as I interpret it anyway, some much deeper unease, which they want answers to. This indignation is now being expressed almost as much by people on the right who supported the war as by people on the left who opposed it.
What so far have been Mr. Blair's answers to his critics?
Mr. Blair's answer has been twofold. One is, you've got to trust me, you have trusted me in the past, I do not deceive you about this. It is quite outrageous to suggest that I would have doctored the intelligence information in order to suit my political position. And the second answer has been to reject the notion, which is being pressed for, of a proper independent inquiry. But I think the pressure for that is going to increase.
The pressure for an independent investigation?
Yes.
Really.
Yes.
Is there any particular claim, any specific statement that was made either by the Prime Minister or by his Foreign Secretary that stands out as a point of vulnerability right now? Or was it the general tone of an argument that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and he should be stopped?
Well, one particular statement which was made has that quality of being unforgettable, which was that the weapons could be launched in 45 minutes. Obviously, the notion that such weapons could be launched from Iraq to Britain in 45 minutes is kind of absurd. And in a way, there's a sort of over-hyped quality to that. But nonetheless, Blair did deploy that statement at a time when he needed to gather political support.
And when Tony Blair made the statement of, was he either implicitly or explicitly citing British intelligence sources?
He was resting that on what we understood were intelligence assessments. And it's on that point also that the very unusual counter-briefing went on subsequently, and from intelligence sources, of course unnamed, who clearly feel outraged that their nuanced assessments were chewed up by the number 10 Downing Street spin machine and spat out as much more emphatic and categoric statements than they ever really intended. And so we've had this really strange spectacle, in this country anyway, of intelligence people, not by name, but going on the record with interviews, not named, but their words being quoted, especially on the BBC, really taking Blair to task and taking his political managers to task for abusing intelligence information.
Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Pleasure.
Hugo Young, columnist for The Guardian newspaper, speaking to us from London.